Running a Fever, Episode 6, Advice from Dad.
Okay. Hey, how do you feel about today? How do you feel about walking today, Dad? How do you feel about walking today?
Well, I don't know. I'm getting ready to try to see.
Okay.
I'm afraid I might slow you down.
No, don't worry. I'll let you go on your own.
I'm going to.
Dad's going on his own. I'm here in Hernando, Mississippi, and I'm going to be, I just got here. I drove several hours to get here, and I just walked in and said, do you mind if I go on a walk? And I'm going on a walk. My dad likes to come here to the track and do a maybe a half mile or so. He's 80, and he's doing really good, I think, for 80. I hope I'm doing as well and getting out and exercising as much as he does. It's kind of cool. It's probably definitely 50s, maybe low 50s here in the shade. I'm glad to be running or walking with having driven most of the day. And so it's good to be here. I'm trying to remember how I left off yesterday, but I can't. It's kind of, I guess I'm dazed out from the road. So I'm going to, again, not really doing a warm-up, but kind of walking, doing a walking warm-up. Going to walk for a while, and I'm going to try to do my mile and a half. I'm just letting my dad do his own pace. Last time I was here, he was walking faster than I was. That's a good sign that my exercise regimen is doing better, that I'm doing better. So last I checked, I was still right around 268 pounds. Haven't really gotten any more stats as to how I'm doing, but I did about 7,000 steps, actually 2 days ago. Yesterday, less than that, but that's probably because I spent an hour and a half in a dentist chair and another hour or so in another doctor's office waiting and consulting with the doctor. So that's pretty much what's going on there. I think, you know, I wasn't at work, so I wasn't walking around, going to the restroom and going to get a drink or whatever, like I usually do. So, and today, I don't know what it's going to be, but it's definitely going to be less than that, because this is pretty much going to be all the walking that I'm going to get. Really windy now. Tell me about what you said about resting.
Oh, okay. This is Mike Davis, Fred's father. I'm just telling him that every other day or something like that. In other words, I don't think it's necessary for you to walk every day. But if you walked a mile three times a week or four times a week, that would be fine. That's what I believe. And they give you some rest time in between.
That's probably a good idea. Well, I've been thinking about habits.
Oh yeah, well, I think that's a good thing for you to think about, and also a good habit to finish walking. I've done some walking, and I believe it, and I've done some reading on it, and that's a good thing to do. I believe that if you walk the same miles every three times a week and it's necessary, that'll be fine. And
moderation in all things, right?
That's right. That's what I've said. But that's what the reading I have done suggests, that if you do it three or four times a week, I think it was three, at least walk 20 minutes every day, every 3 days, I think that'd be enough. But I would definitely do some research on it. I used to do the 3 days, but I I was actually walking a mile or a mile and a half sometimes. I got back to, had to go off for a long time because of my feet. I'm 80 years old and I broke two of my bones in cutting the grass. I had to take time for that to heal.
All right, thank you, sir.